Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The idea of flying is now commonplace in Barbados, but there was a time when the sight of anyone flying in the air would have seemed like a miracle. Barbados witnessed such a miracle for the first time in its history on March the 29th, 1890, in the form of a manned balloon ascent. According to the Barbados Herald, the feat was accomplished by the celebrated aeronaut Professor Colby, an American showman who had arrived in Barbados after performing similar feats in Trinidad and Demerara. Reportedly, the only previous balloon ascent in Barbados had been a scientific experiment conducted in the early 1790s. In that experiment, an unmanned balloon had been released from the site where the Central Police Station now stands. Handbills advertising Colby's planned ascent in Barbados in 1890 described him as the dauntless king of the air and the traveller amidst the eternal solitude of the clouds. Not surprisingly, huge crowds thronged Bay Street and the area of Carlisle Bay to witness the feat, which was planned initially for the evening of Monday, March the 24th. Unfortunately, however, high winds toppled the balloon, causing it to deflate. As the paper noted sardonically, instead of exclaiming, "Look, look how it stands in the sky," the onlookers could only exclaim, "Look, look how it sinks on the ground." The mood of the crowd turned ugly, with those who had paid to watch demanding their money back. Colby and his manager, Joseph Reinstrom, had to be escorted to the police barracks for their safety. A second attempt planned for Wednesday of that week was also cancelled due to high winds. Undaunted, Colby returned a third time, and finally accomplished the feat when the balloon ascended from the grounds of the Marine Hotel on the evening of Saturday, March the 29th, 1890. As the paper noted, the spectacle compensated for all previous disappointments. The balloon was tethered to three poles placed in a triangle and filled with hot air. Once it was filled, Colby climbed aboard and the ropes were disconnected. As the balloon ascended, the professor thrilled the crowd by turning a somersault on a wooden bar. The paper wrote, "The sensation experienced by the bystanders was a new one to the people of Barbados. The whole thing seemed so uncanny and so entirely marvellous that some people actually swooned away, while others were carried away by transport of astonishment, and cheer after cheer rent the air as the professor mounted higher and higher." After the balloon drifted out to sea and climbed to over 2,000 feet, the intrepid aeronaut jumped out using a parachute. After landing in the sea, he was picked up by a waiting boat. The Herald wrote, "Those who were present, we feel sure, bear us out in the statement that a balloon ascension and parachute drop is a feat which seems to carry us out of ourselves, and it is altogether the most wonderful and exciting performance that has ever been done in Barbados." There was, however, one casualty. A man was struck on the head when one of the poles that had been supporting the balloon fell. The unfortunate man was taken to hospital suffering from paralysis, though the newspaper expressed the hope that he would recover.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.